Hello and welcome to blog post number 5, Innovation in Education. God, I love how that sounds. So, as in my preamble, I talked about writing. And writing is something I have disdained since I was a little kid. I used to like to blame things like it's because I'm left-handed and I smear the page. But what I really think is that writing is kind of like a restriction. I've always enjoyed communication, and I've always enjoyed that in face-to-face because I feel like it's something we're designed to do on a basic level. You know, I've got this tongue, this teeth, these face, these arms that I wave around when I talk. My eyes light up, and you have this connection with other people when you communicate verbally with vernacular English. And then when I try to translate all these emotions, these gestures, the emphasis on how I say things and what I mean, the context, the flow, just conversation can be a living thing. And then when I strip that all of its life and try to translate it into literal sentences, I feel like I'm just strangling these beautiful thoughts that I could hear singing loud and proud within my head. This conversation that I was having with myself about these ideas. And then when sometimes I read my own writing, I can barely even draw the connection between what I was thinking and what I am now reading. And, you know, that's a struggle I feel for not me, but for many people as well. It's just something that I'm so happy that we have these innovations that allow us to use different mediums or stick to the mediums that we know and like, such as using our voices. And I'm trying to incorporate this more. I even used it in one of my reflections for 780. Instead of writing it, I was just like, I'm gonna send them a video so they can hear me say this, how I would say it, because that's so much more important. And there's a truth to hearing things. It's much harder to BS your way through something that you're saying because you need to mean it. But when you're writing, you can be whoever you want. And I understand that alert. But sometimes I want to be myself. And I feel like I myself am best represented with my voice, with my face, with my eyes, with my hands and arms flailing. My voice, unwavering, wavering, high pitch, low pitch, who knows? And with a laugh and a look. And I'm happy we have these innovations in education that allow students to represent their ideas, communicate their ideas, and convey their understanding in so many different formats.